I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Lee. So I've got people on the text line. If you're new to all of this, you've discovered talk radio, here's the thing you got to remember, okay? We are in the very fakest part of the silly season of elections right now.
Yeah.
Everything is very, very, very fake. Especially the polls. Especially mainstream media polls. So, I mean, there's always the off chance they're telling the truth, but that rarely happens. You can't believe anything that you hear. And ironically, my source for this is CNN. Their pollster went on yesterday and warned, you can't believe anything that you hear. And he's actually correct. Here's what he said. He told folks, you know, ready to pop the champagne bottles because Kamala Harris is going to win.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Here's from the transcript. He says, take a look here in 2016. The average poll in all these states I mentioned, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, those Great Lakes battleground states, Trump was underestimated by 9 points on average at this point in 2016. 9 points on average. By who? He specifically mentions the New York Times Siena College poll. Wow, that's weird. The very one that says Kamala is ahead in three swing states now. That poll? Yeah, that poll. Wait, they were off by how much at this time in 2016? 9 points. Like at that point, you might as well throw darts at a board. It'd work better. Flip a coin? Because at least you wouldn't be dead wrong. You'd be right 50% of the time. Okay, he then points out, okay, 2020. Trump's final numbers, his final performance, I think there was some cheating in some of these states, but let's just go with what they were and deal with it. He was underestimated by 5 points on average in 2020. Why? By those same polls in key battlegrounds, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. So the idea that these pollsters are telling the truth now, I got to say, I was watching Laura Ingraham the other day and Byron York came on and he's like, well, you know, Trump's got to work on because these polls, and she blistered him. She said, you don't believe these polls. Come on, Byron, you're too smart. Oh, come on. You can't believe the polls right now. You can't, because they lie. And what they're doing is building a fake sense of like collective sort of momentum for Kamala Harris. So that if you're kind of on the outside, a lot of people are, you're busy with your life. Well, everybody seems like Kamala, so I guess I'll vote for her. And then when the pollster calls, well, you know, I guess I'm voting for Kamala. Why? I don't know. It seems like everybody is. That's what they're trying to do. It's fake, okay? It's really, really, really fake. You're not going to know where these guys actually are in the polling until days before the election. Then the pollsters won't have a good record of getting it right, and all of a sudden they'll say, hey, it's tightening. No, it's not tightening.
Yeah.
It was always like this.
Yeah.
So don't let them freak you out with the polling. They're trying to freak us out with the polling. But the real aim of the polling is the people on the margins, the low information voters, who can be, they hope, easily swayed with this idea that Kamala's like amazing. Everybody loves her. Oh my gosh, she's the best.
So the polls, instead of actually reflecting where we're going, it is what it's actually doing is influencing the outcome.
Yeah, that there, and those are called push polls.
Yes. And
yeah,
you can, and sometimes if you go deep into it, you can see also that certain groups are oversampled. As we keep saying here, the national polls mean anything. If there's anything that talks about a national poll, it means absolutely nothing, because presidents are not elected by popular vote in the nation. They are elected, obviously, through the Electoral College, which means you have to win the individual states. That's what's important. Look at the polling of the states. Real Clear Politics does a good job because they do a average of what's going on. Also, the Trafalgar Group, which we've talked about here before several times, and Robert Cahaley from Anderson, by the way, is the guy that heads that up. They do a very good job of getting closer to what the actual outcomes have been than many of the other bigger names.
By the way, Trafalgar and Rasmussen right now have Trump across up across the those three swing states by 1 to 3 points, whereas New York Times, Siena is saying, no, he's down by about that much. So don't get caught up in polls. If you notice, Lee, I haven't talked about polls at all. I'm ignoring them right now. I don't think they're newsworthy. We don't know who's right. We don't know who's wrong, but we do know the history, and the history is they are wrong. And that's what the CNN pollster was saying the other day. Hey, look, it's not unusual to underestimate Trump's performance by 5 to 9 points. In fact, that's exactly what these liberal pollsters did last time. And the reason they did, because they weren't real polls. They're push polls.
Yeah.
But I want to point something out. One of the things I like to do just for myself to try to figure out where things are is to go into the internals of polls, because a lot of times you'll catch the contradictions.
Right.
You'll see where how they manipulated the poll.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, oversampling certain demographics.
And there's something interesting that's going on right now. And I don't know if it'll amount to anything. Don't get too excited about anything either way, okay? But this poll, this is Quinnipiac, which is one of the liberal polls that tend to be very wrong, okay? So forget the top line result. Go into the poll. Favorables. Remember, Hillary Clinton got 41% of the male vote. Joe Biden beat Trump principally because he got 43% of the male vote, or so we're told. We can only go by the numbers that are written down. Who knows? Okay, 43%. That's millions of votes in those 2 points, right? Donald Trump, unlike what Nikki Haley said on TV, does not need, she said, go after women. Why? It's not going to work. Go after moderate Democrat. No, Nikki, that's moderate Democrats. That's your constituent. You're a Democrat. Okay. You ran on Democrat money. That works for you, not Donald Trump. Okay. Who does he need to go after? Men. That seems counterintuitive, but it's not. Look at the internals of this Quinnipiac poll, and there's something fascinating going on. Okay. Because this is, again, liberal pollster. Hillary Clinton, remember, got 41% of the male vote back in 2016. Wasn't enough. She didn't win. Favorables right now for Kamala Harris among men, 58% negative, 29% positive.
Yeah, that's deeply underwater.
That is also a record. It's the lowest it's ever been. It's the worst it's ever been. 58% negative with men. Again, Hillary lost with 41. So I don't know. She got another problem. Maybe. And again, if this was a Trafalgar poll or a Rasmussen poll, I'd go, well, those are Republican pollsters, right? This is not. This is a liberal pollster. This is deep in the internals. Take a listen to this. With women, how's Kamala doing with women? Hillary Clinton won 52, almost 53% of the female vote. You got to do that as a Democrat. You're not going to make it. What's her approval rating? It's called favorable, okay? It doesn't always translate directly to votes, but it's an indicator. What's her favorable rating with women? It should be over 50% for Kamala.
You would think.
It's not. It's 44.
Hmm.
44% favorable and 44% unfavorable with 13 undecided. Now, those undecideds could get educated and break her way. She's got to hope that. Because these numbers are not good inside this Quinnipiac poll at all. What does it mean? I'm not going to tell you Trump's winning because I don't know.
Yeah.
But what I am going to tell you is, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's doable.
Yes, this is doable. You would not see the Democrat Party calling up their friends now in France and England and trying to have Trump and Musk arrested and extradited and threatened if they were confident they were winning. That's not a good look. It's not a good look for the left internationally. It's not a good look to not condemn that. That's desperation. And these numbers suggest they should be desperate. I'm not going to predict anything. I don't know what will happen, but what I'm seeing is these polls are silly right now. We're in the silly season.
Yeah.
And you know what is amazing to me is how many people on our side, despite the abject failure of polls to measure Trump's momentum in a race, still act like they're accurate. Still act like, well, New York Times says, so maybe Trump should. Yeah, New York Times says, why? Why are we listening? They're off by 9 points in 2016. 5 in 2020.
Well, what Republicans have always got to do no matter what any poll says, run like you're behind.
Yes.
All the time. Every day. All the time. And I've been pleased with what Vance has been able to do. And he seems to be very active. And this is not a criticism of Trump. I'm glad to see that Vance is out there doing things. I wish there were other Republican leaders and, you know, senators and House leaders and major leaders within the party that were doing a little bit better job right now, or a lot better job, actually. But, you know, Vance has been holding his own and doing well in some very hostile interview situations. And, of course, you've got Trump in the battleground state of North Carolina today in Asheville. Yeah. And glad to see that. That's where he needs to be. That's good, because that's what they've got to do. They've got to go to where the battles are. There's no point, I hate to say this, no point coming to South Carolina. That's done. South Carolina's going to go Trump. But, you know, North Carolina, these other battleground states, that's what they've got to do every day. Find the places where you can make an impact and where you can, you know, motivate those, you know, those voters in the middle. That's what you've got to do.
And they got to do it fast.
Yes.
They do not have a lot of time.
No.
That's why I was ripping the Trump campaign this morning. They need to step it up.
Yep.
Because let me tell you what, those ballots are going to be mailed out on the 6th, of September. That's when those ballots start going out in North Carolina swing state. Okay. So we got 2.5 weeks left. Three weeks tops, really. Those ballots are going out. He didn't have a lot of time. And he's not even covering the big stories in the news with Colin. I don't even think he's keeping up with them. His campaign should keep him up to date. They're not. I've been sending these stories. 99 terrorists released by Kamala Harris. I would pound that. And now coming up, Joe Biden, it looks like, threw Kamala Harris under the bus, tying her to his economic policies and saying they're working great. Yay. Coming up next.
I'm John Oran.
And I have a new podcast called The Varsity.
I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I want you to see how they lie. And this is how you can tell that spaces that Elon Musk had with Donald Trump was devastating for them. They're trying to figure out how to spin it, make it bad. This is CNN's Dana Bash. Now, Elon Musk is apparently a fan of nuclear energy. I am, too. It's very clean. It's also increasingly gotten very cheap with these mini nuke plants. And the left doesn't want you to know that. OK, their goal is to cripple the economy using energy as a weapon. So they want you to think nuclear is very dirty. We should do it. It's very dangerous. We need solar, because they know we're not going to increase the solar and wind enough to run an economy on. They want to crush the American economy. They hate America. It's what they do. Their ultimate goal is to crush the middle class. They're using energy to do it, right? So Elon Musk is trying to get this across to Donald Trump. Who knows? I mean, Donald Trump knows. And Musk is like, say, hey, you know, the left, the people, they have this fear of using nuclear energy as an energy source, but we shouldn't fear it. And they're having that entire conversation. The conversation was about energy. Right? Like energy sources we should be utilizing. Listen to how CNN cut it, that part of the conversation. Listen to how they lie in order to cast Musk and Trump as some kind of lunatics who are trying to say, well, having a nuclear war isn't a big deal. Listen to this.
Well, there were a lot of exchanges that were classic Donald Trump, but this one really stuck out to us.
And Nagasaki were bombed, but now they're like full cities again. So
right,
it's really
right,
not
that's
something
right.
that, you know,
right.
So it's not as scary as people think, basically.
So that was more Elon Musk than Donald Trump talking about, sort of suggesting that what happened almost 80 years ago, I think 80 years ago next year, the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, now it's okay. Kind of trying to blow off the impact of that.
Wow, that's desperate. Now you want to hear what they actually were talking about? They're trying to make this like, yeah, you know, Musk and Trump hate these Asian people. They want them bombed. It's genocide. They don't care. They weren't talking about nuclear war. Now take a listen to the actual conversation.
There's also, I think, nuclear electricity
Absolutely.
Generation is underrated.
You're right.
And it's actually, you know, people have this fear of nuclear nuclear electricity generation, but it's actually one of the safest forms of electricity generation. It's just a huge misunderstanding. If you look at the injuries and deaths, you know, caused by, say, I mean, I'm not going to try to pick on coal mining, but just any kind of mining operation.
Right.
There's a certain number of injuries and deaths per year. And you compare that to nuclear. Nuclear is actually way better. So it's underrated as an electricity source. And I think it's something that's worth reconsidering. But there's so much regulation that people.
Kind of boring. Definitely not an endorsement of nuclear war. Now listen to the CNN piece again and how they took this, cut out the relevant parts and lied.
Well, there were a lot of exchanges that were classic Donald Trump, but this one really stuck out to us.
And Nagasaki were bombed, but now they're like full cities again. So
right,
it's really
right.
not
That's
something
right.
that, you know,
That's right.
so it's not as scary as people think, basically.
So that was more Elon Musk than Donald Trump talking about sort of suggesting that what happened almost 80 years ago, I think 80 years ago next year, the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, now it's okay. Kind of trying to blow off the impact of that.
If you're only getting your news from those sources, you're one of my liberal trolls that are increasingly showing up here because we seem to be taking off online. You need another news source besides CNN. See what they did there? They lie. And that's why they're so terrified of this Twitter Spaces or X Spaces. He gets a billion views. It's uncut by them. This is why they were saying it's unfiltered. It's unfiltered. It's not filtered by the mainstream media. Oh my God, what are we going to do? That's what filtering is. Well, they'll be able to spread misinformation direct. No, what's misinformation? If they use misinformation, it means true things that are being said about liberals or Democrats. We got to filter it. It's too dangerous. Why? Because then we can't lie. Then we can't lie. Here's CNN's Sarah Fisher. Listen to her terror. What will we do if we can't selectively cut it and lie? Why, they may be able to tell the truth to the American people and we won't have anything to do with it.
I think that Elon Musk will let Donald Trump speak all the falsehoods and misinformation that he wants. I mean, he's not a journalist. It's not his job necessarily. Does he want to be fact-checking all of the information? So I think it's just a platform for Donald Trump to come out and say whatever he wants.
Who lied there? Again, that's Sarah Fisher with CNN. Oh, no. Oh, no, he might lie. But who lied? Who took that conversation wildly out of context in order to say Elon Musk and Donald Trump were minimizing nuclear war? Look, they don't care about it. Make them sound a little crazy. Who lied? CNN. That's what they mean by filtering. We got to put our lives on top of it, selectively cut it. So if you're new here, I want to welcome you. Some of you are on the text line now. You're finding the text line. Some of you are finding my Twitter account. Some of you are calling me very, very bad words. Look, I get it. It's hard. It's hard when you realize your entire worldview is wrong because you've been lied to. That's a hard thing to deal with. I get it. And I get that it's really weird when you show up here. It sounds like I'm lying because I'm saying things you've never heard before. And so the way that your mind works to protect you, to protect your psyche from shattering, is that I'm the outlier. I must be rejected. So I want to challenge you a little bit. I just played that. That's how CNN lies to you. Listen to this show. Give us 6 weeks. A famous man once said, you got to give us 6 weeks. You're going to hear things you've never heard before. Then decide. Then decide who lies to you. I think you're going to come to a surprising conclusion. But the reason it takes 6 weeks, it takes psychologically, it's a painful process to realize your entire worldview is constructed on lies. That's not your fault. You're a victim. Okay. But I'm here to help. We're all here to help at 98.9 WORD. So just give it 6 weeks with an open mind. Don't let them do to you what Dana Bash just did there. Lie to you like you're an idiot. Just listen. You know, I had somebody who's a lobbyist in Washington who's been in the game for a long time, who I talked to a couple months ago. We had a really long conversation. He works on campaigns now. I lobbied in D.C. for a very long time. He's got all kinds of high-level contacts. Can't tell you his name because it was an off-the-record conversation. And I was talking to him, and we were talking about, the censorship of Republicans and conservatives online. I've always been baffled by this. Like, why would you want your own politicians censored? Why would you want your own political ads censored? Now, as we're learning, by bureaucrats in Europe who are already doing censorship on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Google. Why would you want? They're already censored. Thierry Breton can go censor you right now. There's no problem. They've already got an agreement to do it. Elon Musk is the only holdout. Why wouldn't you fight back? It seems like we're going to rapidly reach a point where Republicans will raise all the money they want for campaign ads. No one's going to see them because European liberal bureaucrats are going to say, no, sorry. They're only going to hear from your liberal opponent. Why wouldn't you fight that? And he explained to me, he said, listen, most of these Republicans are actually secretly for the censorship because what? Where does the criticism of them come from? Where does the threat toward them come from? For the most part, it comes from the right. It comes from the right, comes from primaries, comes from upstarts with big followings online who they're afraid will, you know, challenge them, maybe take them out in a primary. And he said, so they secretly are for it. And so they'll give it lip service when forced to, but otherwise they don't care. Okay, so we wake up this morning to find that England is still asserting the right to arrest Americans and extradite them. The EU has backed off for now because of the embarrassment. Okay, so those are two separate things. Remember, the UK is not part of the EU. People are getting kind of confused, saying, oh, they backed off. No, they didn't. That was the EU saying, nah, we don't support that letter that Thierry Breton wrote threatening to, you know, threatening Musk that he better censor Trump, right? So that, okay, the EU right now isn't doing anything. But they will be back, believe me, if Kamala wins. And this time, it's going to have force of law. Now we wake up this morning to France asserting the right to prosecute Elon Musk, Donald Trump, J.K. Rowling, who's not an American, Riley Gaines, Logan Paul, and anybody who went on X and said that Algerian boxer Amani Khalif is a man. Even though Algerian boxer Amani Khalif is a man. Took a blood chromosome test, failed it twice. XY chromosomes. Science. Can't change that. So this is the truth. What they are speaking is the truth. But now we have the beginning of a French prosecution with Amani Khalif initiating that, saying she's the victim of cyber harassment by people who question her sex. In France, if the man says he is a woman, you cannot question that. You can go to prison. I don't think people understand that. This is the standard the left wants across what's left of the Western world. So Bondi is out there, her attorney, arguing this morning that this suit launches the prosecution. There is now a criminal investigation that they have the right to, quote, target personalities overseas, including Trump and Musk. Why is this happening? Because France watched this, and when the UK's top prosecutor asserted the right to extradite people for trial for speech on American soil, there's no response. And when this person who was a lobbyist was telling me, you know, they secretly really like it, they secretly kind of want censorship because they think in the short term it's going to benefit them. They're going to censor conservatives. They won't have primary opposition, or their primary opposition will be silenced. Well, let me tell you, folks, that is how it started. That's how the Russian Revolution started. You should read up on the Russian Revolution. Same thing, just they didn't have the digital scene. And it was the Cadet Party. And the Cadet Party thought, you know, we'll go along with this. We'll go, yeah, the Marxists want us to shut up. So we'll just donate to them. They'll leave us alone. It'll be great. And it was. It was great for a few years. Till the revolution. Till actually right up before the revolution. You know what the Marxists did to the Cadets? You ever heard of the Cadets? No, you didn't, did they? Did you? They were erased from history. They were killed. They dragged them out and killed them. The ones that didn't escape. Had to leave the country. That's what placating these people and thinking you're going to go along to get along gets you. Cadets thought they could placate them. Did you know they started the Russian Revolution with the equivalent of the George Floyd riots? Falsely accusing police officers, throwing acid in their faces, and they donated. They donated to the groups throwing acid in police officers' faces. Who did? The Cadet Party in Parliament, in the Duma. They thought they could placate them. That's today's Republicans. Now, was this lobbyist right? Do Republicans really secretly think that censorship's A-OK cool? Well, let's see. Let's see. Let's go on over to Tim Scott's Twitter feed. Let's see what Tim Scott's up to today, because this has already spread to France now. France is now asserting the right to prosecute Americans that it extracts from our soil. Let's see what Tim Scott has to say about that. What's he's tweeting about? Oh, look, okay, a sinkhole. Something about the Israeli conflict. Great to see the Gamecocks lead the way to another gold medal. Okay, cool. Something else about Israel. A sweet tea award. And something about the Biden-Harris administration. No mention. Weird, right? Let's jump on over to Lindsey Graham. See if Lindsey Graham cares if they throw you in the gulag in Europe. Does Lindsey Graham care about that? He really doesn't like conservatives. Let's see. Well, he's beating up on his Twitter feed. He's talking about Kamala Harris skipping Benjamin Netanyahu's speech. Oh, look there. Congratulations to the U.S. women's basketball team. That was important enough to tweet. Let's see. Oh, standing up for Governor Kemp. Loves Governor Kemp down in Georgia. That's it. Nothing. It's as if this isn't happening. It's as if we're not looking at the conservative punditry being extradited for trial to Europe. You wouldn't know it if you looked at Lindsey Graham's feed. Let's jump on over to Mike Johnson's feed. He's supposed to be the leader of the Republicans in the House. He's really the elected leader of Republicans in this country at this point. Let's see. Where are we here? What is he tweeting about? Letting millions of illegals into our country. Joe Biden. Okay. Another illegal alien post. Good. At least we're talking about that. Encouraging people to vote. Good. Oh, look. There's some Olympic posts. Yet another gold for the red, white, and blue. And another gold for the men's team. He's excited about that. And that's it. It's like it's not happening. It's the cadets before the Russian Revolution all over again. Not a word. And you know what? They can read this stuff too in Europe. And they are sitting there gobsmacked. Not only is Kamala going to let me do this, let us do this. Start to extradite Republicans, including people like Trump and Musk, for trial. No, no, no. The Republican leadership does not care. They haven't even mentioned it. And of course, the Democrat leadership will go along with it. So why don't we do this? Let's have some fun this morning. Let's light up Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott. For all you newbies, this is so much fun. You could do this from any state you're in the nation, okay? Text keyword Senate to our text line, 71307. You can also text keyword House to our text line. Light your Congress critter up, and especially light up your senator. Why don't you care about this, Tim Scott? Where are you, honey? Where are you? Hello? I mean, I know he's on his honeymoon, but if you can tweet about Olympic medals, surely you can find time to tweet about the destruction of the Republic. I mean, it's just not, I mean, we're looking for a tweet here, okay? A press conference, I know, would be too far for you guys. But how much like a tweet? Like just a little tweet. Just give me a damn tweet. Good God. Washington crossed the Delaware. It was frozen. They marched the last 8 miles barefoot because they didn't have boots anymore and they left bloody tracks in the snow. You can tweet. Damn it. One tweet. Just give us one. Text keyword Senate to the text line 71307. Go light these guys up. This is inexcusable. Put it on the record so the EU and France and England and whatever country is now wanting to extradite Americans for trial. Australia has hinted at it. Let them know you care. Because let me tell you what, that day in the Duma is coming. It came for the cadet party, and they're coming for you guys too. And you're going to be right next to us in the gulag. But now is the time to nicely and peaceably speak out. By the way, if you run into your friend Mike Johnson, that no good loser, could you tell him to at least tweet? I know a press conference to save the Republic is too much to ask, but like a tweet would be good. Like just acknowledge this is going on. You are the Republican leadership. It's not socialism, says Tim Walz. No, no, it's neighborliness. We look out for our neighbors. How do we look out for our neighbors? Headline, New York Post, shocking video shows cops enforcing Governor Tim Walz's curfew during COVID by shooting residents with paintballs while they stood in their own doorways. This is who these people really are. They can't use bullets yet like Maduro does, but they'd like to. Shocking video shows cops enforcing Tim Walz's curfew by shooting paintballs at residents as they stood in doorways. Yeah, all these people are coming back. Did you see this to haunt them? Headline, Minnesota grandma jailed for defying Walz's COVID lockdown orders. You do not want tyranny at this level. Her name is Lisa Hansen. She missed the birth of one of her grandchildren because she was in prison. Tim Walz shut down and destroyed her small business, she says. You do not want tyranny at this level. Her business was called the Interchange Wine and Coffee Bistro, 90 miles from Minneapolis. He ordered her to shut it down, and she initially complied. She wanted to do the good thing, the right thing. She wanted to save lives, she thought. But then she started to notice something. She said he shut down a lot of the mom and pop shops, those folks that were just trying to make a living and provide great product and great service. She said, in contrast, he allowed big box.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I had somebody who's a lobbyist in Washington who's been in the game for a long time, who I talked to a couple months ago. We had a really long conversation. He works on campaigns now. I lobbied in D.C. for a very long time. He's got all kinds of high-level contacts. Can't tell you his name because it was an off-the-record conversation. And I was talking to him, and we were talking about the censorship of Republicans and conservatives online. I've always been baffled by this. Like, why would you want your own politician censored? Why would you want your own political ads censored? Now, as we're learning, by bureaucrats in Europe who are already doing censorship on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Google. Why would you want? They're already censored. Theory Breeden can go censor you right now. There's no problem. They've already got an agreement to do it. Elon Musk is the only holdout. Why wouldn't you fight back? It seems like we're going to rapidly reach a point where Republicans will raise all the money they want for campaign ads. No one's going to see them because European liberal bureaucrats are going to say, no, sorry. They're only going to hear from your liberal opponent. Why wouldn't you fight that? And he explained to me, he said, listen, most of these Republicans are actually secretly for the censorship because what? Where does the criticism of them come from? Where does the threat toward them come from? For the most part, it comes from the right. It comes from the right, comes from primaries. Comes from upstarts with big followings online who they're afraid will, you know, challenge them, maybe take them out in a primary. And he said, so they secretly are for it. And so they'll give it lip service when forced to, but otherwise they don't care. Okay, so we wake up this morning to find that England is still asserting the right to arrest Americans and extradite them. The EU has backed off for now because of the embarrassment. Okay, so those are two separate things. Remember, the UK is not part of the EU. People are getting kind of confused, saying, oh, they backed up. No, they didn't. That was the EU saying, nah, we don't support that letter that Thierry Breton wrote threatening to, you know, threatening Musk that he better censor Trump, right? So that, okay, the EU right now isn't doing anything. They will be back, believe me, if Kamala wins. And this time, it's going to have force of law. Now we wake up this morning to France asserting the right to prosecute Elon Musk, Donald Trump, J.K. Rowling, who's not an American, Riley Gaines, Logan Paul, and anybody who went on X and said that Algerian boxer Amani Khalif is a man. Even though Algerian boxer Amani Khalif is a man. Took a blood chromosome test, failed it twice. XY chromosomes. Science. Can't change that. So this is the truth. What they are speaking is the truth. But now we have the beginning of a French prosecution with Amani Khalif initiating that, saying she's the victim of cyber harassment by people who question her sex. In France, if the man says he is a woman, you cannot question that. You can go to prison. I don't think people understand that. This is the standard the left wants across what's left of the Western world. So Bondi is out there, her attorney, arguing this morning that this suit launches the prosecution. There is now a criminal investigation that they have the right to, quote, target personalities overseas, including Trump and Musk. Why is this happening? Because France watched this, and when the UK's top prosecutor asserted the right to extradite people for trial for speech on American soil, there's no response. And when this person who was a lobbyist was telling me, you know, they secretly really like it, they secretly kind of want censorship because they think in the short term it's going to benefit them. They're going to censor conservatives. They won't have primary opposition, or their primary opposition will be silenced. Well, let me tell you, folks, that is how it started. That's how the Russian Revolution started. You should read up on the Russian Revolution. Same thing, just they didn't have the digital scene. And it was the Cadet Party. And the Cadet Party thought, you know, we'll go along with this. We'll go, yeah, the Marxists want us to shut up, so we'll just donate to them. They'll leave us alone. It'll be great. And it was. It was great for a few years. Till the revolution. Till actually right up before the revolution. You know what the Marxists did to the Cadets? You ever heard of the Cadets? No, you didn't, did they? Did you? They were erased from history. They were killed. They dragged them out and killed them. The ones that didn't escape. Had to leave the country. That's what placating these people and thinking you're going to go along to get along gets you. Cadets thought they could placate them. Did you know they started the Russian Revolution with the equivalent of the George Floyd riots? Falsely accusing police officers, throwing acid in their faces, and they donated. They donated to the groups throwing acid in police officers' faces. Who did? The Cadet Party in Parliament, in the Duma. They thought they could placate them. That's today's Republicans. Now, was this lobbyist right? Do Republicans really secretly think that censorship's A-OK cool? Well, let's see. Let's go on over to Tim Scott's Twitter feed. Let's see what Tim Scott's up to today. Because this has already spread to France now. France is now asserting the right to prosecute Americans that it extracts from our soil. Let's see what Tim Scott has to say about that. What's he's tweeting about? Oh, look, okay. A sinkhole. Something about the Israeli conflict. Great to see the Gamecocks lead the way to another gold medal. Okay, cool. Something else you got about Israel. A sweet tea award. And something about the Biden-Harris administration. No mention. Weird, right? Let's jump on over to Lindsey Graham. See if Lindsey Graham cares if they throw you in the gulag in Europe. Does Lindsey Graham care about that? He really doesn't like conservatives. Let's see. Well, he's beating up on his Twitter feed. He's talking about Kamala Harris skipping Benjamin Netanyahu's speech. Oh, look there. Congratulations to the U.S. women's basketball team. That was important enough to tweet. Let's see. Oh, standing up for Governor Kemp. Loves Governor Kemp down in Georgia. That's it. Nothing. It's as if this isn't happening. It's as if we're not looking at the conservative punditry being extradited for trial to Europe. You wouldn't know it if you looked at Lindsey Graham's feed. Let's jump on over to Mike Johnson's feed. He's supposed to be the leader of the Republicans in the House. He's really the elected leader of Republicans in this country at this point. Let's see. Where are we here? What is he tweeting about? Him letting millions of illegals into our country. Joe Biden. Okay. Another illegal alien post. Good. At least we're talking about that. Encouraging people to vote. Good. Oh, look, there's some Olympic posts. Yet another gold for the red, white, and blue. And another gold for the men's team. He's excited about that. And that's it. It's like it's not happening. It's the cadets before the Russian Revolution all over again. Not a word. And you know what? They can read this stuff too in Europe. And they are sitting there gobsmacked. Not only is Kamala going to let me do this, let us do this. Start to extradite Republicans, including people like Trump and Musk for trial. No. The Republican leadership does not care. They haven't even mentioned it. And of course, the Democrat leadership will go along with it. So why don't we do this? Let's have some fun this morning. Let's light up Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott. For all you newbies, this is so much fun. You can do this from any state you're in the nation, okay? Text keyword Senate to our text line, 71307. You can also text keyword House to our text line. Light your Congress critter up, and especially light up your senator. Why don't you care about this, Tim Scott? Where are you, honey? Where are you? Hello? I mean, I know he's on his honeymoon, but I probably still. But I mean, if you can tweet about Olympic medals, surely you can find time to tweet about the destruction of the Republic. I mean, it's just not, I mean, we're looking for a tweet here, okay? A press conference, I know, would be too far for you guys. But how much like a tweet? Like just a little tweet. Just give me a damn tweet. Good God. Washington crossed the Delaware. It was frozen. They marched the last 8 miles barefoot because they didn't have boots anymore and they left bloody tracks in the snow. You can tweet. Damn it. One tweet. Just give us one. Text keyword Senate to the text line 71307. Go light these guys up. This is inexcusable. Put it on the record so the EU and France and England and whatever country is now wanting to extradite Americans for trial. Australia has hinted at it. Let them know you care. Because let me tell you what, that day in the Duma is coming. It came for the cadet party, and they're coming for you guys, too. And you're going to be right next to us in the gulag. But now is the time to nicely and peaceably speak out. By the way, if you run into your friend Mike Johnson, that no good loser, could you tell him to at least tweet? I know a press conference to save the Republic is too much to ask. But like a tweet would be good. Like just acknowledge this is going on. You are the Republican leadership. It's not socialism, says Tim Walsh. No, it's neighborliness. We look out for our neighbors. How do we look out for our neighbors? Headline, New York Post, shocking video shows cops enforcing Governor Tim Walsh's curfew during COVID by shooting residents with paintballs while they stood in their own doorways. This is who these people really are. They can't use bullets yet like Maduro does. But they'd like to. Shocking video shows cops enforcing Tim Walz's curfew by shooting paintballs at residents as they stood in doorways. Yeah, all these people are coming back. Did you see this to haunt them? Headline, Minnesota grandma jailed for defying Walz's COVID lockdown orders. You do not want tyranny at this level. Her name is Lisa Hansen. She missed the birth of one of her grandchildren because she was in prison. Tim Walz shut down and destroyed her small business, she says. You do not want tyranny at this level. Her business was called the Interchange Wine and Coffee Bistro, 90 miles from Minneapolis. He ordered her to shut it down, and she initially complied. She wanted to do the good thing, the right thing. She wanted to save lives, she thought. But then she started to notice something. She said he shut down a lot of the mom and pop shops, those folks that were just trying to make a living and provide great product and great service. She said, in contrast, he allowed big box stores, et cetera, to stay open. Really incredible. An incredible use of tyranny against the people. So she said, you know, Walmart's open, liquor stores open, stripper clubs, they're all open. You know, the Democrats love a good stripper pole. So they're all open. She said, why am I closed? So she defied the order. A grandmother. 90 days in prison and her business forcibly shut down. She lost it. She's still in debt. That's Tim Walz. Imagine what he'll do or they will do. The kind of woman who would pick him as her running mate. Next time we have another fake pandemic hoax. It's going to be so much worse. All right. Mike Gallagher is up next. It's not socialism, says Tim Walz. No, it's neighborliness. We look out for our neighbors. How do we look out for our neighbors? Headline, New York Post, shocking video shows cops enforcing Governor Tim Walz's curfew during COVID by shooting residents with paintballs while they stood in their own doorways. This is who these people really are. They can't use bullets yet like Maduro does, but they'd like to. Shocking video shows cops enforcing Tim Walz's curfew by shooting paintballs at residents as they stood in doorways. Yeah, all these people are coming back. Did you see this to haunt them? Headline, Minnesota grandma jailed for defying Walz's COVID lockdown orders. You do not want tyranny at this level. Her name is Lisa Hansen. She missed the birth of one of her grandchildren because she was in prison. Tim Walz shut down and destroyed her small business, she says. You do not want tyranny at this level. Her business was called the Interchange Wine and Coffee Bistro, 90 miles from Minneapolis. He ordered her to shut it down, and she initially complied. She wanted to do the good thing, the right thing. She wanted to save lives, she thought. But then she started to notice something. She said he shut down a lot of the mom and pop shops, those folks that were just trying to make a living and provide great product and great service. She said, in contrast, he allowed big box stores, etc., to stay open. Really incredible. An incredible use of tyranny against the people. So she said, you know, Walmart's open, liquor stores open, stripper clubs, they're all open. You know, the Democrats love a good stripper pole. So they're all open. She said, why am I closed? So she defied the order. A grandmother. 90 days in prison and her business forcibly shut down. She lost it. She's still in debt. That's Tim Walz. Imagine what he'll do. Or they will do, the kind of woman who would pick him as her running mate, next time we have another fake pandemic hoax. It's going to be so much worse. All right, Mike Gallagher is up next.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.